Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. The college football playoff semifinals start tonight with the Orange Bowl, Penn State, and Notre Dame. We're going to break that game down. Plenty of Caroline Fenton going to join us in a few to give her thoughts on that game. We'll look at the Cotton Bowl as well. We'll also give out our Super Bowl bracket today. We got the NFL playoffs starting on Saturday. Give out all the picks. I'll tell you who I like to win the Super Bowl. Look at a couple college hoops games today. We got a couple interesting lines, some ranked teams in action, some ranked Big Ten matchups. So we will look into some of those games. Also give out some of my favorite player props of Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. Lucy Burge will join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Anything you like in the Orange Bowl tonight, send in your questions. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. And also go to YouTube and check out the Send It In podcast there as well. Let's get this thing started. The glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, and Caroline Fenton joins us. Give her a follow on X at Caroline Fenton 1. Does great work for Yahoo Sports, Sirius XM, College Radio as well. Caroline, we have made it to the Final Four. First semifinal game tonight down in Miami, Penn State, Notre Dame. Pretty much two very even teams. Teams that want to run the ball, play good defense. Notre Dame's a one-point favorite. The total's 45.5. How do you see this one playing out?
These are the two exact same teams. And first of all, happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. We are finally here into the college football playoff semifinal. These are the two exact same teams. Like, they both want to run the football, and both teams have a two-headed monster to do so, whether it's Nick Singleton and Catron Allen at Penn State, or if it's Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price. And we'll even add, you know, Riley Leonard and what he adds to the Notre Dame run game into that as well. They both have elite defenses. I think they have comparable receiving cores where there's not one guy that really stands apart. You know, obviously, I think Notre Dame's receiving core, just pure wide receivers as a whole, are better with Jordan Faison and Bo Collins, but I think that overall, Tyler Warren's just the better playmaker. It comes down to which quarterback do you really trust more. You know, I think both of these quarterbacks have evolved and have been better passers over the last couple of weeks than they were at the beginning of the season, but I think Drew Aller has been a better passer. Riley Leonard is a bigger threat with what he can do with his legs, as we saw on full display in the Sugar Bowl. So these are two very evenly matched teams. These are two teams that want to win football games by doing the same thing. It reminds me a lot of the matchup of the Sugar Bowl as a whole. I thought Notre Dame was kind of Georgia of 2021 and 2022, and Penn State is kind of the same thing. I think there's two very specific keys, though, for this game. First, for Notre Dame, it's forcing turnovers. That's really been their bread and butter all season long. It's what they've been, one of the best things that they've done all season long. They're one of the best teams in the country at forcing turnovers. And you look at where the game turned against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. Really, all Notre Dame needed was a total of 54 seconds in order to make that a completely different ball game. They got the field goal, then they got the turnover right before half. One play, 13 yards, touchdown. That was the only offensive touchdown that Notre Dame scored all game long, but that's really all they needed. They came out in the second half with the kick return for a touchdown, and that was really all she wrote. That was, you know, all it really took for Notre Dame. That was the massive difference in that game. So if Notre Dame can force turnovers, which is much easier said than done against a Penn State team that really does not turn the football over. And I think the other big key in this game on the Penn State side of things is, can you take away really Riley Leonard's legs? That's also a lot easier said than done. So can you at least limit what Riley Leonard does with his legs? I think that Penn State's defensive front is very much so equipped to do that. But the question is, what's the health of Abdul Carter? You know, he's been a little bit banged up since that game in Phoenix in the Fiesta Bowl against Boise State. So is he 100%? Is he close to 100%? I know head coach James Franklin said that he's in a good mental state, and that's great. That's wonderful. But where is the physical state at with him, with Abdul Carter? So to me, it's, can Notre Dame run the football? Jeremiah Love also banged up, a little bit of a question mark there. Can they run the football? Can they force turnovers? And can Penn State take away Riley Leonard's legs? Those are the three biggest keys in this game, in my opinion. But overall, I like Penn State here. It's an incredibly close game, and the line reflects that. Notre Dame 1-point favorites. But to me, it comes down to who has the better playmakers. I think that Tyler Warren is the best offensive playmaker on either sideline. I know that Jeremiah Love is an absolute beast, but since he's not 100%, I have to give the edge to Tyler Warren. Abdul Carter is the best defensive playmaker on either sideline as well. He will be the highest drafted player on either team. So I have to give a slight edge to Penn State here, just with the differences in talent.
Feels like, Caroline, that Abdul Carter is going to be like a true game time decision. They're going to test him out pregame, see if he's good to go, and obviously whether or not he plays, that's going to be a huge difference in that game. What about tomorrow night in Dallas? We got the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State, and Texas. I kind of feel like this is the national championship game. I know a lot of people thought the Rose Bowl was. People liked Oregon and Ohio State. I've thought these were the two best teams all year. And obviously with the way that Ohio State looks, I mean, if they win, it feels like they're certainly going to be the big favorite over Penn State or Notre Dame. I think that's the big question, though, Caroline. Can anybody slow down Ohio State? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow night?
That's the ultimate question. And another quick tidbit on the Orange Bowl. It was reported by Tyler Horka, who does a great job covering Notre Dame for On3. He reported that the flu has been going around in Notre Dame's locker room, that It's mostly backups and special teams players for now, but just a little something to monitor if you're looking to sprinkle some cash on the Orange Bowl. But in the Cotton Bowl, that's the question. Can anyone slow Ohio State down? We now have a 2-game sample size against two of the best teams in the country in Tennessee and Oregon. The only undefeated team in all of college football, where Ohio State just ran through them and frankly made it look really easy. I have to keep asking the question, like, how is this the same team that lost to Michigan in the regular season finale? But it's really not the same team. I think maybe that game was what Chip Kelly and really this Ohio State team as a whole needed to realize, like, no, we need to highlight our best playmakers. And our best playmakers, as good as Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins are, I think it's one of the best running back tandems in all of college football. But your best playmakers are Jeremiah Smith and Mike Egbuka, and I'll add Carnell Tate into the mix as well. That Will Howard as a passer has looked like a completely different quarterback in these last two games than we saw him really for a majority of the regular season. The offensive line is banged up. They lost Seth McLaughlin, their Remington Award-winning center, toward the end of the season. They lost their left tackle throughout the middle of the season, but it seems like this Ohio State offensive line has been playing better, and it's like 25th different combination of the season than they have throughout the entire of regular season. So can anyone slow them down? If anyone can, it's this Texas defense. You know, Texas has one of the best defenses in the entire country. They're great up front. They have an elite secondary with Michael Taft and Jahdae Barron and Andrew Makuba, who's top 10 in interceptions in the entire season. But everything that Texas does well, at the top of the list, it's defensively, Ohio State does better. I mean, Texas is top five in college football in points allowed. Well, Ohio State is number one. Texas is top five in yards allowed. Well, Ohio State is number one. I just can't trust Texas to not take a nap in the middle of this game. They've been doing it in the college football playoff. They've really been doing it all season long. We've been talking about how they've kind of played with their food a little bit. They did it against Clemson. The yep. defense just kind of took a nap in the third quarter, and Clemson made things uncomfortable until that 77-yard Jaden Blue rushing touchdown. They really took a nap offensively for the second and third quarters against Arizona State, and obviously that game got a whole lot closer for comfort than Texas fans would have liked, taking it to double overtime. So Texas just has these lapses where they should be dominant. Sometimes they're not. They're just so incredibly inconsistent. And I know that this Ohio State team just about a month or so ago lost to an average at best Michigan team. But this Ohio State team has been a different team over the last couple of weeks in the college football playoffs. So I like Ohio State to win. I like Ohio State to win big. Maybe I'm just, you know, looking way too much into what Ohio State has been as of late versus what they've been all season. But I mean, I think Texas is walking into an absolute buzzsaw. The only advantage that I see for Texas in this game is the fact that it's being played in Texas. That's really all I could find.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. I can't wait for that one tomorrow night. So, Caroline, you got Ohio State playing Penn State mm-hmm. in your national championship game. In about a minute, if that was to be the title game, who would you like? Would you like Ohio State to win the national championship?
I would like Ohio State to win the national championship. And again, I know that I'm probably just putting so much investment into these last two games in the college football playoff, but Ohio State is playing to the level of talent they've had all season long, that they're highlighting their playmakers. Will Howard's been playing the best football of his career. The offensive line is starting to click. The defense is one of the most intimidating defenses in all of college football. Just look at what they did to Oregon in the Rose Bowl. So I like Ohio State to advance the national championship and Ohio State to ultimately win it.
All right, very nice. It's going to be a fun next couple days in college football. We got the Orange Bowl tonight, Cotton Bowl tomorrow. Should be two great ones. Caroline Fenton joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you give her a follow on X at @CarolineFenton1. Check her out on Yahoo Sports, SiriusXM College Radio as well. Caroline, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the semis, and we'll catch up again soon.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the games.
Absolutely. You as well. All right, let's keep rolling here on Send It In as we do a little primetime page. Our final thoughts on the Orange Bowl between Notre Dame and Penn State. We got the Irish favored by one with a total of 45.5. Give me Notre Dame minus one in the game. You guys know I like Notre Dame. I like Penn State early. I think Penn State could get off to a good start first quarter, first half, but I'll take Notre Dame to win the game. I think the coaching mismatch in this game is something that I don't feel like is getting talked about enough, right? Like Marcus Freeman, we have to start talking about him as one of the top coaches in college football. If Kirby Smart's one, couldn't you make the argument that maybe Marcus Freeman is too, right? You got Sark in that combo. You got Dan Lanning in that combo. I know Ryan Day and Ohio State look like they're going to win the natty, but would you really put Ryan Day at two? If Marcus Freeman wins this game and he makes the national championship, I think we have to start putting him in that consideration. And certainly what they were able to do against Georgia, and you normally don't see Kirby Smart outcoached, but he was outcoached in that game against the Irish. Going to be interesting to see the matchup in this game between Notre Dame's run game and Penn State's run defense, right? Because it's a different kind of run game that they have to deal with tonight. Going into the Boise State game, they knew it was all about Ashton Jeanty, and they had to lock in on the running back. Well, now with Notre Dame, you also got to worry about the quarterback run, and that's where Riley Leonard kills you. Jeremiah Love's going to try and give it a go. He's not at 100%, so that'll be interesting to me. Can we see a team force Notre Dame to be one-dimensional? Can we see Notre Dame beat a team through the air? Maybe we won't have to, but that's certainly something that I'm watching. I would look at a Riley Leonard anytime touchdown at minus 105. I think when they get in the red area, his legs are going to be a big factor. And then on the flip side, I like Tyler Warren anytime touchdown too. As Caroline was mentioning, kind of all the playmakers on the outside of this game, he is by far the one to watch, and he's Drew Aller's go-to guy. So I think both of them find the end zone. Like the Irish to win the game. I think they advance the national championship, but it should be a good one tonight in Miami. As for college hoops, we got four games that I'm looking at tonight, three of them in the Big Ten. We'll start with number 20, Purdue at Rutgers. And the Scarlet Knights really need a big win. Their two superstars have both kind of been banged up. Dylan Harper's been dealing with some injuries. Ace Bailey missed the game. Purdue is so different, though, away from Mackey Arena. It's like impossible to beat them when they play at home. But when they go on the road, they're a different team. Rutgers has been playing some good teams in their building, and they haven't come away with that signature win. They need this game tonight. I'll take Rutgers as small underdogs against Purdue. Then we got one of the stinkiest lines I've seen all week, and that's Ohio State is a 4.5-point favorite. Unranked Ohio State taking on Oregon, the number 15 team in the country. Oregon had a great non-conference, had some big wins. They beat Alabama. Then they enter Big Ten play, and they haven't looked as great. They lost to UCLA at home. They got blown out by Illinois, played a tight one against Maryland, and now they go on the road and take on Ohio State, who also isn't as good as I thought they would be heading into the year. I bet Ohio State 10-1 to win the Big Ten regular season. Doesn't look like that's going to come home. But this line opened at 2.5. It's up to 4.5. It would only be Ohio State or past me, but at 4.5, that's a little rich with the Buckeyes. Favorite bet of the night is going to be Utah Valley plus 2.5 against Grand Canyon. The reason being, Grand Canyon is going to be favored in every single game that they play until March. If they end up making it to March Madness, they're going to have to win their conference tournament. But this team made it to the tournament last year as a 12 seed. They returned a ton of firepower, including tying Grant Foster, who's an NBA player. Haven't been as good as we thought they would be this season, but this is just one of those games where you're never going to see Grand Canyon this small a favorite again the rest of the regular season. So somebody knows something. This is the game that it feels like if they were to lose one in conference play, it might be tonight. I'll take Utah Valley plus the 2.5 against Grand Canyon. Then we got Washington and Michigan State. The Spartans are 14-point favorites against the Huskies with the total of 146.5. I like the over in this game. Michigan State's offense is really good at home. I think they're going to be able to get in the 80s or 90s. And then Washington, I think they're going to be able to score on Michigan State as well. So I think we get some points in this game tonight. I'll go over in Sparty and UW. All right, let's talk some Super Bowl futures, you guys. Let's break down our NFL playoff bracket as our guy Shawnee Sharp puts up the beautiful screen. There he is, and you guys can see my picks. So we'll start with Wild Card Weekend. I got Houston upset in LA. I know a lot of people like the Chargers in this game. These are the kind of teams that the Chargers have been beating all season. I can't get past the stat, though, that since 2017, teams in Wild Card Weekend that missed the playoffs the previous year and are favored in the Wild Card round, 1-14 against the spread, and the Chargers fall into that category this season. I think we're just overvaluing the Chargers way too much, and I think we're really kind of downgrading the Texans a little bit too much as well. Really, their only bad game was against the Ravens, you know, and the Ravens have been steamrolling everybody as of late. They played Kansas City pretty tough. They obviously rested all their starters against the Titans as well. I know they only have Nico Collins as really their only wide receiver, but it really feels like the Texans' perception is a lot worse than what it really is because we all saw them get blown out by Baltimore. I think they match up pretty well with the Chargers. They got a good defense. I'll take Houston to win that game outright. Speaking of Baltimore, I like Pittsburgh plus 10. I think that's going to be a close game, going to be a nail biter, but I think the Ravens advance. I think they take down the Steelers. We'll also take Buffalo over Denver. I know a lot of people think the Broncos can keep this game close. My thing with Denver is Buffalo's just a bad matchup for them. Bills were the number one team in sacking the quarterback this year. Well, who's the team in the NFL that gives up the fewest sacks? That would be the Bills. Who is number one on defense in EPA yards per play? That would be the Broncos. Well, who's number two in offense in EPA yards per play? That would be the Buffalo Bills. So the things that the Broncos do well, the Bills also do well. They're at home. They play a lot of man coverage on defense. Josh Allen normally really thrives off of man coverage. Just think it's a bad matchup for Denver. I'll take the Bills to win that game. So I got Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo advancing in the AFC. Then in the NFC, give me the Rams over the Minnesota Vikings. Again, that stat that I was just talking about with the Chargers and with the Houston Texans, it applies to Minnesota and the Rams as well. And for a 14-3 team to go on the road and be essentially in a pick 'em against the Rams, I think that tells you a lot. I don't want to overreact to 1 week, but Sam Darnold, when the lights were at its brightest and he's playing a playoff-like game in Detroit, he really did not play well. He missed a bunch of throws. I like the Rams to get the job done against Minnesota. I'll take Tampa Bay against Washington. I think Washington's a little overvalued right now. They're on a four-game win streak, but think about how differently those games could have gone, right? It took a failed two-point conversion against New Orleans for them to hang on in that game. Devontae Smith drops a pass late in the fourth quarter, and they win that game. And then they had the Sunday night overtime game against Atlanta. So Washington, even though you got to give them credit for winning all those games, they very easily could have lost all those games. Feels like this line against Tampa should be closer to 4. At 3, I like the Bucs to win. I like them to cover the spread as well. And then give me Philadelphia against Green Bay and what should be a close game, but I think the Christian Watson injury is a big deal. You're going up against one of the best defenses, one of the best secondaries in the NFL, and not having your speedster, your deep threat that can kind of stretch out the defense, take the top off, that's going to be big. Jordan Love's obviously dealing with an injury that he suffered against the Bears as well. So I think this will be a close game. I think the Packers keep it tight, but I like the Eagles to advance and move on to the next round. So we make it to the divisional round. We got Houston, Kansas City, Baltimore, and Buffalo. I like the Chiefs to take down the Texans. I think they win that game. Baltimore and Buffalo is obviously the game that a lot of people are going to be interested in. I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens are the better team. And as a Ravens fan, I can tell you that whenever Josh Allen plays the Ravens, he never plays well. It's one of the few teams that he really struggles against. There's something about that Ravens defense that he just does not light them up. And I think, obviously, a playoff game in mid-January where the weather might not be great, I think that would be tough. And with the way that this Ravens defense is playing, Derrick Henry in the backfield with Lamar, I expect a run-heavy game plan. Hopefully, Zay Flowers is back in that game if he's not already against Pittsburgh, but I'll take the Ravens to beat the Bills. So we got Ravens-Chiefs AFC title game. In the NFC, I'll go with Lions and Eagles NFC title game. I think the Lions get past the Rams. The Rams always play Detroit tough, but I think the Lions will be able to survive and get past. And then Philadelphia and Tampa, even though the Bucs have had the Eagles' number here in the last couple meetings, I think the Eagles get by. I think their defense gets them some stops. And Baker Mayfield and the Bucs, they've beaten Philly the last couple times, but those games have been in Tampa. I think getting them in cold weather, in that raucous environment in front of that Philly crowd, will make a big difference. So I'll go Eagles, Lions, NFC title game, and then Ravens and Chiefs, AFC title game. And even though as a Ravens fan, I really do think the Ravens are the best team in the NFL. I just can't bet against the Chiefs. I've seen them lose to the Chiefs too many times. Maybe this is the year. It feels like it could be with the way that they're peaking at the right time, how their defense has come around, how historic their offense is. But Kansas City, man, it's just like the margin of error that you have to beat them. You have to nearly be perfect. And I think the mental component of when Baltimore goes up against Kansas City really hurts them as well. So certainly wouldn't shock me if the Ravens beat the Chiefs, but I'll take the Chiefs to beat Baltimore and then give me the Lions to get to the Super Bowl as well. Even with all those injuries on defense, I think being at home with how explosive and dynamic that offense is, I'll take the Lions to advance to the Super Bowl. So we got the 2-1 seeds for me, Chiefs, Lions, Super Bowl, Kansas City, three-peat. I think they get the job done in New Orleans. All right, as for some player props that we like in wild card weekend as well, my first one that I like, Derrick Henry over 20.5 rush attempts for the Ravens. It should be real simple, especially if Zay Flowers doesn't play. The temperature and the forecast in Baltimore, they're calling for cold temps, windy, supposed to be snowing as well. So don't throw the ball. That's when the Ravens get into trouble against the Steelers. It's when they try and throw way too much. This is why you brought Derrick Henry in. Lean on the big fella. Give him a lot of carries. That's why you beat them by 17 3 weeks ago. I'll take Baltimore. I'll take Derrick Henry, Baltimore running back, over 20.5 rushing attempts in that game. I'll also take Bo Nix over 25.5 rushing yards against the Broncos. I think Bo Nix is going to be running a lot in this game. Probably the game script with the Bills leading for a majority of the time. Denver's going to have to drop back and pass, and nothing's open. Bo's going to take off and run. He's been gone over this total in his last four games, and I think it's too low. I think he's going to go over 30. I like Bo Nix over 25.5 rushing yards. Jaden Daniels over 8.5 rushing attempts. I like this as well. He has gone over this in his last four games that he started. 9 carries, 11 carries, 9 carries, and 16 carries in the last four games that Jaden Daniels has started in full. He only played the first half against Dallas. But this is what Jaden Daniels is going to do. Now that we're into playoff football, every possession, every play matters. If Jaden sees a crease, he's going to take it, and he's going to run. He had 16 carries against the Bucs when they played back in week one, only for 86 yards. So the Bucs did a good job at containing him when he scrambled, but he took off a lot. I could see that happening again on Sunday night. I'll go over 8.5 rushing attempts for Jaden Daniels. Give me Dalton Schultz anytime touchdown at plus 400. I just think this price is too high. Schultz only has 2 touchdowns the entire year, but he's got both of those in the last 5 weeks of the season. And I think that's been correlated when the receivers are, when the Texans have had a lot of questions at the receiver position. No Stephon Diggs, no Tank Dell, as we know. So really, outside of Nico Collins, like, I think Schultz has to be the number 2 option for CJ Stroud. He's been there for a little bit in Houston. He shows up in some of these big games. I just think the price is too high. I like Schultz plus 400 anytime touchdown. And then also give me Matthew Stafford under 32.5 pass attempts against the Vikings. The Rams are 8-2 this season when Stafford has 32 or fewer pass attempts, including 5 straight wins. He hasn't thrown over 32 pass attempts in his last 5 games. I think the Rams have found a formula, not lean on Stafford as much, and they can't get one-dimensional and throw it all over the yard against Minnesota. So I'll go under pass attempts for Matthew Stafford. All right, let's get to Lucy Burge now, model making money here on Send It In. And Lucy, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. 5-star play for this weekend in the NFL is Broncos +8.5 against the Bills. The Bills have only covered in 3 of their last 5, and they allow an average of 21.65 points scored per game. So their defense has been allowing a pretty good amount of points, and with this being an 8.5 point spread, the Broncos could keep this game closer, and BetQL model thinks they will and cover +8.5 against the Bills.
All right, very good. Lucy, we got a big one tonight in college football. Yep. Our guy Shawnee Sharp over there, we know who he's rooting for. Who are you rooting for? You like Notre Dame or Penn State?
Yes, Shawnee Sharp and I were just discussing this because we are very much on the same side of this game, rooting for Notre Dame. I am taking Notre Dame money line tonight. They are the team of destiny, I believe, and if they were able to beat Georgia, they can take down Penn State. They did not come this far, PJ, just to come this far and lose to Penn State. They are also averaging 37 points per game. Penn State only averaging a measly pathetic 31. So pathetic is basically what they are. And per John Ewing, favorites are 8-0 in the college football playoff this year, 7-1 against the spread. Notre Dame currently a favorite, minus 120 at BetMGM. Give me Notre Dame to win this game and the national championship.
Wow, Lucy, riding with Hell Notre Dame to get, okay, very good. Well, who are they going to meet? Who are they going to meet in the national title game, Lucy? Are you going with Ohio State? Or are you going with Texas? Is that why you're wearing the red, or is that a fake out?
Well, this is a fake out, PJ, because I'm going with Texas. This is my Matthew McConaughey play for tomorrow. I do love Matthew McConaughey very much. So I'm taking Texas to cover +6. A lot of people all over Ohio State, and there's a lot of great things about that team. I don't bet on college teams in Ohio. So I've been taking Texas throughout the playoffs to win this game, this matchup. I am taking Texas to keep this game, even if they don't win, keep it a little bit closer and cover +6.
All right, Lucy. I mean, there's not much more to say to that, right? We got McConaughey, we got Glenn Powell, like, a lot of Texas. We got Jenks as well.
McConaughey's here. Jeez, that sounded just like him.
Was that pretty good? I appreciate it.
It was very good.
What about Wild Card Weekend in the NFL, Lucy? What, we got 6 games to choose from. What do you like in the NFL?
Yeah, so my favorite play is Commanders +3 against the Buccaneers. I think this too could be a closer, or will be a closer game. I think the Commanders, even if they don't win, can cover +3. They have covered 2 of their last 3. Buccaneers have only covered 1 of their last 3. I think the Commanders are a very formidable matchup for the Buccaneers here, and will keep pace with them and cover +3.
Lucy, it's going to be an epic week of football. I can't wait. Amazing. Are you just going to be on the couch for the next 5 days just watching ball?
Yeah, in my blankets, picks in a blanket. Look out, folks, because that's where I will be for the next, week or so, 5 days.
Love it.
It's amazing.
I mean, why go outside? Cold temperatures.
It's 2 degrees, PJ.
It's perfect. Is it 2 degrees in Boston?
Well, it feels like 2, PJ. It's like 20-something, but feels like 2. That, it's a nightmare. It's really just a nightmare. It's the best time of year to stay in and watch football. It all fits together perfectly.
Certainly does. Lucy, always great having you on the show as well. Good luck to all your picks, and we will catch up again later on, sometime next week. Looking forward to it.
Yes, PJ, go Ravens, go Irish.
Go Ravens, go Irish. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. We also got a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Do you guys think that you know playoff football? Well, you can prove it in BetMGM's free-to-play game. For each round of the big game playoffs, you have the opportunity to answer 3 historical playoff questions. You answer all 3 correctly, you'll win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. The first entry period, 3 questions about wild card games, $250,000 in bonus bets up for grabs. The second entry period is 3 questions about divisional games, $250,000 in bonus bets up for grabs. And the third entry period, 3 questions about conference championship games, $500,000 in bonus bets up for grabs. How does it work? You can access the $1 million Playoff Football Challenge promotion at BetMGM.com or the BetMGM app, and also answer 3 questions per round during the big game playoffs. You answer all 3 questions correctly, you'll win a share of bonus bets for that playoff round. All right, let's wrap the show. Our favorite plays of the day during PJ's plays. We're going with Riley Leonard to find the end zone tonight for Notre Dame. That is our prop lock at -105. Jeremiah Love dinged up. Not a great passing game. If they get inside the 10, Jeremiah Love is going to be the guy. Dog of the day, give me Utah Valley +2.5 against Grand Canyon. Think they win the game outright? I'll take Utah Valley to get the win. Shawnee Sharp, I know we don't got much time, sir, but what's your best bet for today?
Yeah, let's go Irish. Notre Dame moneyline, Peach. It's pretty simple.
Enough said. That's my best bet, too. It's always been the Irish, folks. If you've been watching this show, you know Notre Dame has been in my national title game, and I'm not changing my pick now. Notre Dame, best bet of the day, -1. Riley Leonard, anytime touchdown. Once again, is our prop lock. Utah Valley, dog of the day. Me and Shawnee Sharp, our best bet. We're rocking with the Irish to get the job done against Penn State. Enjoy the Orange Bowl, folks. We will see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.